Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I would like to describe a cartoon. So please imagine this cartoon. In the corner is the star. And then there are two wise men on camels standing in their camels by signposts, Jerusalem, Bethlehem. And coming toward them is a third wise man. And he strolls up to them and he says to them, "I thought we weren't doing gifts." So the big question is, did the wise men really need to bring material gifts? So the answer will be toward the end of my sermon. Now, to unpack this particular gospel, which we think we know very well, I would like to play a game, Did You Notice? So the game begins with the overall picture. So did you notice that the wise men go to Jerusalem first? There's a lot of journeys and meetings. And Herod hears that they've arrived. They meet with Herod. Then Herod meets with the chief priests and scribes and asks about, where is this Messiah to be born? He's given an answer. Then Herod meets again with the wise men secretly, saying, "Go ahead, go to Bethlehem, find him, tell me where he is so I too can pay him homage." So then the wise men leave, follow the star. The star is situated over the place where Jesus is born. The wise men go inside. They kneel down, they pay him homage, they give him gifts. Then they have a dream. Don't go back to Herod, go home. And then they leave. So far, so good? Okay. Now, did you notice the star is actually one of the stars of this gospel? How many times was the star mentioned? Four. What kind of star was this, and what was its purpose? Something happened. That's why these wise men followed. Was it a comet? Was it a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in the zodiacal constellation of Pisces? Was it a supernova? Was it a star that blew up and the light from that explosion lasted for weeks and months? We don't know. But we do know the star had a purpose. And the purpose was to give direction and culmination. Next, did you notice? Did you notice that in this gospel there were prophecies? And these prophecies pointed toward Jesus. And when the wise men arrived, what was their first reaction? They were overwhelmed with joy. Speaking of the wise men, did you notice? The word three was never mentioned in this gospel concerning the wise men. It just starts out, the wise men. We assume there were three because of the gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, did you notice that these wise men were not called kings? Yet in our manger scenes, we depict them as kings. In fact, in the opera, Amahl and the Night Visitors, they're even given names. Did you know what they are? Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. But that's not in the gospel. Did you notice there's no camels mentioned in the gospel? But if you were singing the gradual response, camels are mentioned because they were the means of transportation for long distances. And did you notice that this gospel began that these wise men were from the east? And that's a very important part of this gospel. We are celebrating today the Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation. So the wise men coming from the east, arriving, meeting Jesus in that moment, was a manifestation that here is the Son of God among us. It's an epiphany. In that encounter, they had an epiphany. Now, we have epiphany moments. When in seemingly random events and not so seemingly random events, we sometimes see a coming together and then a new insight. We have an epiphany moment. We have an aha moment. And something shifts and changes for us. Another did you notice? And this is a key did you notice. Three times it's mentioned, pay him homage. The word homage means respect and reverence in our Webster's dictionary. But this gospel was written in the Greek. And the Greek word for that phrase is proskyneo. And that means more than respect and reverence. It implies an utter and complete giving of self in that moment to the other. It is a prostration that was done before a mighty king, literally bowing down completely. That was proskyneo. Proskyneo, giving the self completely, actually happens at ordinations. Before someone is ordained, all the ordinands lay down on the floor, and the congregation sings the Veni Sancte Spiritus, calling upon the Spirit to come on these ordinands and fill that moment so they can give themselves completely. So when I was ordained, I remember laying on the floor, my face looking at the marble, and then I closed my eyes, listened, and I had no words. I realized in that moment that my body laying there was my prayer. Sometimes we don't have words, but in an act of love, we are giving ourselves completely. That's proskyneo. So this was a profound desire that these wise men had, that they were going on a journey. They believed in the prophecies. They were following a star. And their intent was first and foremost to give themselves completely to this child, the Savior, the Messiah. Because they were from the East, representing that this child was for everyone in the entire world. Now, did you notice that in this encounter, in this aha moment, that there was a shift? The shift is because when they left Jesus, it doesn't say they were now led by a star back home. So let us assume that the light that had led them, the star, is now Jesus, the light of the world, in them. And that's the epiphany moment for all of us. That in Christmas, we too now receive within ourselves the light that led the wise men out. Now, this particular star was a sign, a guidepost, a phenomena. But in our terms, let's call it a global positioning system. That star was a tracking device. And if we have that light within us, then we have that global positioning system, we too now can be led. And when we come to moments of choice or decision, which way do I go? Go within and trust the inner light. God is faithful. In any detour, in any twist or turn, God is with you. What happened in that moment also, in the giving of self that these wise men first did, and then they gave the gifts, was it gave us an example. How do we give ourselves to Christ? How do we come to worship? What is it to give yourself completely to God? It is not meant to be scary. We're talking about our Creator who made us with love and for love. So to give ourselves completely to God is to give the gift of ourself completely to God. Our gifts, our talents, our desires, our dreams, and let them be led by this inner guidance system. Now, sometimes we have to make choices, and sometimes we have the luxury to discern before we make a choice. And this reminds me of a poem by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. So as I read this, think back on your life with two things. Recognize if you've had aha moments, when you recognized a new insight, a new way forward. Recognize those moments also when you had to make a detour. You hadn't planned it, it happened, and here you are. So ever since that choice, ever since that detour, that inner light, God has been with you. So as you listen to this poem, think of your aha moments and the roads that you've taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down, one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way. I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. We all are on a journey. We all have moments where we meet people in our lives. Roads shift and change. And we're called in these moments to recognize God is with us, and we can proskyneia, give ourselves completely to God in this human adventure of traveling forward with gifts that we have given, and offering all that we are to God, knowing that the light of Christ is with us, and we need to follow that light. Be wise and follow. Amen.